vaccination and testing. Here to talk to us about vaccinations and testing in Te Tauihu, top of the south, our Māre Kura, it is Vicky Thorne. Me tuku mihi ki a koe e te Māre Kura, rawe ki te kōrero i a koe. Thank you so very much for joining us here at Rangi Wātea. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Congratulations. I'm not sure congratulations is the right word, but thank you very much to all of the hauora for collaborating to ensure that our whānau are front and centre of being vaccinated and tested. We're still tracking under, well under. In terms of vaccinations, we see that the majority of the positive cases there up here in Tamaki Makaurau, just on the other side of this wall, actually, here in South Auckland. But that, regardless of that, we still have to be very, very vigilant, and our whānau down your way have to be as well too. They're not out of the woods. This Delta variant is very aggressive. So what's the response like been like by our whānau to being vaccinated?
Kia ora. I think to put some context around what the whānau think in that is that we look at the health and well-being of our Māori has been the subject of much research over the years, and inequities are established and acknowledged. The health inequities are unnecessary and unavoidable, so it's a duty of care for us as whānau and our whakapapa that we ensure that we put the best possible options forward to ensure that whānau make the good choices and that we have as many options available. So in doing that, in a collaborative approach, the 8 iwi of Te Tauihu has pulled their resources and whānau networks together to ensure that there's an equitable vaccination rollout for Māori in their region. The local vaccination campaign has been in progress for a while now, and as we went to level 4, it saw us move a lot quicker into working collaboratively with our Māori hauora providers, Te Piki Oranga, Te Hauora Ngāti Rārua, with our marae at Omaka, Whakatū and Te Awhina in Motueka. But also the key to this is working with our DHBs and PHOs collectively, because the resources are spread right across. So we worked at looking at how we could get the messaging out to our whānau. So through the collaborative approach, we have set up, all the 8 iwi have come together, and we have set up a process where we can get that information out to our whānau. Aye.
So the collaboration then, and you talked about inequities, that is to ramp up scale availability of resources per scale, because is the rollout of vaccines to your door here, is that slow in coming about? Because we do know that it is slow in some of the other areas as well too. So is one of the reasons for your collaboration is to ramp up the number, the volume of resources that you have?
It is about the resources. It's actually looking at the resources we have and spreading them equally so whānau can access the vaccinations. But it's also about giving the whānau the information to make that choice, that conscious choice to get the vaccination. And I don't think Māori and Te Tauihu are any different than anywhere else, is that there is a bit of mistrust in moving forward in the health area. We are low in the uptake in all areas, not just vaccination. So I think we need to take ownership as Māori and actually start owning that and actually looking at it and say, what does that mean for our whānau? We want a whānau to whānau approach, and we find that the best way to encourage the uptake is actually by Māori for Māori, which is what I think is across the board is slowly seeing. So we're using our own whānau as influencers in our social media streams. People such as myself being at the large vaccination centres, greeting whānau as they come in and using that. So getting a vaccination and being part of that process becomes a norm for Māori, and that actually takes quite a collective effort. and also working with the DHB and the Ministry of Health and what that looks like. So I think for us, we have decided down here that we can't wait for anyone else to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that we've seen that around the Motu as well too, that can do approach. In terms of other resources, other supplies that some whānau need, I'm not 100% sure what your environment is like, but we do see that because of where some of the more isolated areas in Te Tai Tokoro, as an example, kai is starting to deplenish. The demand is outstripping supply. But in terms of other types of resources like kai, access to educational packs for tamariki, as an example, how are our whānau in Te Tau Ihu doing in terms of other needs and their requirements?
Okay, so the AD, we, as I said, have formed Te Kotahi Te Tauhu Trust at the beginning of the year. And that came from a collaborative approach from the civil defence back in last year when we had the lockdown, but also when the Whakatū had the fires as well, the Tasman fires. So what happened then quickly is all iwi back then got together and formed a collaborative approach about supporting whānau and kai, whatever the needs were, medical needs, etc. So we've taken that template and carried that through. And so what we've done is that we're working together is that there is now a stream that we are working on feeding our people, shelter and support, and work and training in a holistic Oranga wellness, which are the four key areas. And under each of those streams, we have a group of dedicated whānau and volunteers that are working at that, looking at that, but also working across their other agencies, the government agencies. As you say, for education, we allow education to work in that area. But if we need to have those education resources delivered to our whānau in the remote areas, we along would look at the whole whānau, is that are they okay as far as kai goes, not just education? How are they doing in their power bill? All of those things. Is there medical needs? So we treat it as a whole whānau together. And so by having those four streams, it allows us to quickly triage the need of that whānau in a very, very proactive place. And it doesn't happen without collaboration. Right?
How is housing for our whānau? Are you seeing an increase or an increase in whānau wanting more long-term stable whare? Are you experiencing whānau that are requiring transitional homes? Of course, we have that here in Tamaki Makaurau. It's not nowhere near the same as, you know, in terms of population or environment as Te Tau Ihu, but what are our whānau requirements in terms of long-term sustainable housing at this time?
At this time, we are just really taking intel to what that means, because it is early days, because we've only just gone into lockdown four, and we are now, since the announcement, going to move into level three next week. So the triage team are looking at, through a referral process, what the immediate needs are. So we have a collective knowledge base of where emergency housing is available, and we will work with all the other agencies as well. But mainly at this stage is making sure that our whānau have got kai. That is the key, because we're making sure they're safe where they are, and also working alongside of justice as well for those whānau that may need that help through other means, yes. Aye.
And Kaumātua Kuia, they are another group that needs to have a vigilant eye over. So how are we doing here?
I think the population base of the whānau here in Te Tau Ihu is nowhere near as big as some of our North Island cousins. But we make it a point of all the iwi look after their whānau, their kaumātua, by making sure that they look at them. That's the first port of call. Look after our old ones, look after our pepe, all of those, and then we work our way through. And so it's a conscious effort that we do that. So first and foremost, are our kaumātua okay? We ring them and ask them, because they don't do the internet, not like the young ones. Some do, some are good, but be prepared to be on the phone for a while, because you can't just ring up and ask kōrō or query, okay, and then hang up. You've got to have those conversations. But also our Māori providers are doing that as well. They're offering amazing service by ringing around and checking up. So we're making sure they're okay.